Welcome to the teaching, purpose discovery, and prophetic ministry of Reverend Femi Akinola, commissioned by God with a mandate to deliver the oppressed and afflicted, and help guarantee the fulfillment of their God-ordained purposes through the unveiling of the mysteries of God's kingdom. Be richly blessed.
Carry your Bible with me as you look into the Word of God before we pray. Dealing with contrary wind. Mark chapter 6, verse 47 to 48. Mark chapter 6, 47 to 48. It is good if you learn this now, that in life there is contrary wind. And when evening was come, the ship was in the midst of the sea, and he alone, Jesus, was on the land. And he saw them toiling in rowing, for the wind was contrary to them. And about the fourth watch of the night, he cometh unto them, walking upon the sea, and will have passed by them. Now you read 49 to 51. Every one of you want to go 49, now go. They suppose it had been a spirit, and cried out, for they all saw him, and they are troubled. Immediately talked with them, and said unto them, be of good cheer, it is I. Be not afraid. Now, verse 51, every one of you want to go loud now. And he went up unto them into the ship, and the wind ceased. And they were so amazed beyond measure. Contrary winds are opposing power. Please imagine you moving and there is a storm colliding with you. Until you learn to deal with contrary wind that comes as trouble, that comes as affliction, arrows, sickness, and storm, you will not be able to enjoy your life properly. Contrary wind reduces the speed of progress. What should take you months begin to take years, because there is a resistance to your progress. I want to pray for 10 people. Every form of resisting power that is making your journey very, very slow, I command them to catch fire in the name of Jesus. Once you have unexplainable resistance, this thing should have been gotten in May, and it's not coming. You should know there is a resistance. This prayer goes for one person. Whoever will represent a contrary wind in your life, Jehovah, take them away. I'm not here. I said, Jehovah, take them away. Once they are reducing your progress, you are not meeting up with your colleagues. And it is not one time, two times. It is a contrary wind. Lift up your voice and say, every contrary wind in my life, say, cease in the name of Jesus. Shout a big amen. Let me show you one more thing before you pray. I advise you to pray. Contrary winds are real. Come, Mark again. Mark chapter 4, verse 35 to 39. I'm showing you what is contrary wind. I read from here. On that same day, when even was come, Jesus said unto them, let us pass over. Some verses said, let us cross over to the other side. Jesus said, we have stayed enough time here, let us cross over. If you are a good reader of the Bible, this was a passage where that madman of Gadarene was healed. Immediately the devil heard that Jesus was crossing over, he made every attempt to kill Jesus in that contrary wind can kill. I want to pray for you. Any storm sent to kill you, return back to sender. The next verse. And when they had sent away the multitudes, look at it. They took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. Please continue. And there arose great storm of wind. And the waves beat onto the ship, so that it was now full. Continue, please. Go. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on the pillow. And they awake him, said to him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? Continue. Go now. And he arose. Concerning your case, Jesus will rise up. And he arose. And he rebuked the wind. And he said, people say, wait. In Amplified, he said, shush. It's Amplified, I said, you put it here. He said, shush. And what manner of man is Jesus? Continue. He said, peace be still. And what happened immediately, he said that the wind stopped. The people that traveled to that Sea of Jordan, they said, that particular place you now is still. Immediately, the enemy heard that they are crossing over, that this man will be delivered today. They sent wind against the maker of heaven and earth. If Jesus can experience a contrary with a stormy wind, my brother, get ready. But thus saith the Lord, any power and spirit behind the contrary wind, I return them back to sender in the name of Jesus. Contrary wind, there are powers and problems sent to slow you down in life. Write it down. And they come anytime you are about to achieve new thing in life. They come when you are about to mount or to climb a new level in life. Contrary winds have power, spirits, and demons backing them to make sure that you don't have a new testimony apart from the old ones. Contrary winds are unexpected attacks. Unexpected problem. A lady was going to marry. 4 weeks before her marriage, she noticed another organ coming out of her body. These are contrary winds. A brother was going to marry. He started having sickness that they never had in their family. It would just slump. So they don't know whether he's having seizure or epilepsy. 2 months before marriage. These are contrary winds. Choba launch Shebi Oyibo in front of contrary wind, it kill you. Contrary wind does not understand your language, your tribe, or your status. Only thing contrary will understand is the name of Jesus and power. So in that name of Jesus, I address your issue today. That the contrary wind, the power, the human behind them will release you and die in the name of Jesus. See, when contrary wind comes, you have 2 options. Either you stand there or you turn back. We have experienced contrary winds several times in here. And we had two options: to turn back or to begin to go in circle. I have experienced storm before that the plane almost turned upside down. And the people that were together in business class speaking and talking, and they were calling other languages. When storm came, everybody, including one with a view, they were saying Jesus. I have experienced contrary wind before. And even the rich, they were weeping where they were sitting. Contrary wind will show who you really are, whether you are fearful or whether you are strong. And when contrary wind comes to your life, and you don't know how to address them, they turn you to a pack of cards and biscuits. I am praying for you today. See, contrary wind don't even fear your prophecy. Jesus said, let us cross over. Contrary wind said, I will stop them. Contrary wind is a stopper of testimony. It's a stopper of miracle. It's a stopper of achievement. It's a stopper of new level. I pray for you. Any contrary wind assigned to stop you in life, I command them to go back to sender in the name of Jesus. Contrary winds are unfavorable occurrences. This is not what we planned. The journey was supposed to be smooth. What is happening? They are contrary winds. Man was traveling and his family. They got to a war. Kidnappers took them. Killed the man immediately. Killed him just immediately. In this country, on the spot, they killed him. Send one to the family. Give us 10 million. Rape the girl and all the ladies there. When they couldn't move again, they were trekking for this. Kill the ladies, depending on the woman. 10 million, build just one of them out of four. That was not what they planned. Contrary wind takes life. Contrary wind reduces progress. We don't joke with contrary wind. People that are spiritual, we know contrary winds. Even in the plane, when they approach in storm, immediately the pilot will put seatbelt. Why? Because you know you are about to approach. You are about to hit a wind. You don't hit a wind with a smile. You hit a wind with desperation, because that wind has a mission. The wind they sent to your life has a mission. Anybody representing contrary wind in your life and destiny, Jehovah, remove them in the name of Jesus. Say, it's difficult for you to say amen, church. You know how many years you have been squatting about? I say, any human contrary wind in your life, Jehovah, remove them in the name of Jesus Christ. Anybody hiding behind the name of Jesus, hiding behind the religion to harm you, and their contrary wind sent to bring you down, tear you apart, and turn you to nuisance, I command them to be exposed in the name of Jesus Christ. If you are the one I pray for, let me hear your loudest amen now. Contrary winds attack us. They attack. Send from the pit of hell to make sure that you don't reach your destination. Somebody say, I will reach my destination. Shout in the name of Jesus. Remember some time ago, I was preaching in Abuja. We left Lagos. We got to Abuja. And I noticed the plane was going in circles. So I told the person beside me, are you not saying that this situation? He said, I noticed her. Okay. So we're praying. And he got to a time, he said, we cannot land. We are sorry. And we cannot stay here. That the fuel has finished. People's heart came into their mouth that we have to return to Lagos. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, my long, my long, my long. He got to Lagos. Refuel. And the very naughty doctor pilot, he now put and I told him, do you know the song? He said no. He's saying that heaven is the reward of Christian. He said, in this situation, who wants to die? So I asked the hostess, why is he playing that song? He said, doesn't know that. That's what came to his mind. OK. again, whether it's the contrary wind today, and we set on journey again, and the wind started again. And that was the first time I experienced wind that all the lockers opened and people were wounded. Come and see people shouting, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We were going to Ajawa, say one day, right in front of us, we saw a plane rose up like this, helicopter, with coffin inside it, and came down. A contrary wind. Where you are going to in life, I'm praying for you, you will get there by fire. Any contrary wind assigned to stop you, I command them right now to return back to the pit of hell in the name of Jesus. How do I stop contrary wind? Mark 6:51. He said, Jesus enter into that boat. And he went up unto them into the ship, and the wind, and the wind, and they were amazed in themselves beyond measure, and they wonder. I want to ask you, do you have Jesus in your boat? Do you have Jesus in your life? Whether you like it or not, for every one of us, wind is coming. Jesus said, the wise man is the one that hear my voice and my put his house on a rock. He said, the wind is coming. And please, listen to me. When you see anybody experiencing contrary wind, stop laughing at them, thinking you are better. Your own is coming. Everybody's contrary wind will come. I am not cursing you. It will come, except you are not going to a new level. If you are going to a new level, they will send the wind to you. But I want to pray for you. The contrary wind fail in the life of disciples, and Jesus will fail over your life. Any contrary wind sent to bring you down will not prosper. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise on your feet and let us pray. You walk upon the sea. Hallelujah. Oh man, out of man is Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh man, out of man is Jesus. Oh.
Hallelujah.
Oh man, out of man is Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Can you please lift up your hands and worship this great God? At the mention of the name of Jesus,
hallelujah.
Every knee must bow.
Yeah.
Every tongue
must bow. What manner of man is Jesus? Hallelujah.
Does he be praised?
He walked the storm and sea. Hallelujah. Oh, what manner of man is Jesus? Hallelujah.
Well, you see, if you are here today, or you are watching me from any platform, and Jesus is not in your life, I cannot assure you that you can sail through to your next level. The wind is coming. The wind is coming. I came to ask, can we marry ourselves? And the Lord said, yes, you can marry. Well, get ready. In the second year of the marriage, a wind is coming. A wind is coming. And they married, and everything was fine. Second year remained 2 months. That is 1 year and 10 months. Storm came. Storm came. And both of them were talking about divorce. And I said to them, and the Lord said, 2 years. This is John 1 and 10. I said, get ready. This storm is going to last for 6 months. Get ready. When I was going to give birth to one of my daughters, the Lord gave me a date, January 14. I told them in the hospital, January 26th. I said, no, she's coming January 14th. Labor started January 11th. I almost run mad. Looking at my woman in labor, 11, 12, I said, operate her. They said, we can't operate her. Why? That is what we call contrary wind. It messes up your prophecy. If you are not standing very well, you will want to go and serve other God. If you are not sure of what you know, the devil was driving us in church bus. And we were there. And all of a sudden, on Tomlin Bridge, there was a problem. And the man behind, when people said Jesus, he said, yay, Paripa. Contrary, he will bring out what is in your stomach. You will call who you know when the problem starts. I'm telling you. Now, me, they tell you. I look back. I said, what did you say? He said, I'm going to pray Jesus. Jesus called us something. He said, yeah, I had yeah. When contrary wind comes, what is in your stomach will come out. Forget about all those poses. If you are there, you don't know Jesus. There, you don't know peace. And contrary wind can capture you. The name of your church cannot help you. The name of your pastor cannot help you. There is a name superior to every other name. Help me call the name. Let me hear you. Don't know that name. I'm telling you again now. Come unto me, Jesus said. All you that labor and heavily, he said, I will give you rest. So if you want rest, even in the midst of some that he has told me, we will get there. You need Jesus. If you are not born again, you are there, you are here. Please say this word with me. Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. Save me. I'm sorry. I am a terrible sinner. I confess my sins and accept you, Jesus, as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Be the Lord and the Master over my life. Say that, I change my mind. I'm now for Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for saving me in Jesus' mighty name. For the people that said this prayer, I congratulate you and I pray for you that you will not go back to your vomit. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for you by the power and the blood of Jesus that God will make you stand. And God will wash you. By the blood of Jesus, you are washed clean. You are decorated. And you will not die before your time. And I pray that every one of us will make heaven at last in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. We have prayers to pray. If you said that prayer with me, and you are in the church now, come to this side of the children after service. If you are there looking at me, and you said that prayer with me, go to a Bible-believing church where they will be able to help you more. And send a word and a note to us that you are saved. That will say there is joy in heaven because of one. Lift up your voice and pray. We say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I want you to be desperate. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm not hearing you say it again. Father, in the name of Jesus, any contrary wind programmed to blow against my destiny, programmed to blow away my future, programmed to blow away my life, seized by fire. Say in the name of Jesus. Oh, lift up your voice and pray the prayer yourself. Hey, somebody pray. Hey, somebody pray in there. Lift up your voice and pray. Every contrary wind. In Jesus' name we pray. See, let's go back to when we are young. Some of us here, from when we are little, contrary wind has been blowing. Yes. And each and every one of us, we have our stories like that. Enter out to cross from one level to the other, there's terrible wind. I'm telling you. From primary school to secondary school, wahala. From secondary to university, wahala. I'm telling you. Now, I'm going to tell you. Even when I got a job, I told you I was sick for 9 months because I got a job in Chevron. Sick for 9 months. Why? Because they say you must not pass that level. Let's go back to where we are children. Say after me, say, every contrary wind. I'm not hearing you. You are not saying this. Every contrary wind. Assigned against my life from childhood. You have done enough. Cease now by fire. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and pray like that. You are not praying. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Contrary wind from childhood. Cease in the name of Jesus. Are you praying at all here? Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Behind every contrary wind, there are powers. Say after me, household powers. Environmental powers. A woman was told, this is the business you are going to do. And she started it. She was doing well. It's now 2 years, 3 years. And she just got to a place and they poured poo-poo there. That's all. So I saw her and I said, what are you doing here? He says, sir, for the past 2 months, there's no one couple there. That everything is dying in the shop. I said, really? He said, yes. Why? There is a power behind contrary wind. There are spirits behind contrary wind. Look at me. If you are here, God has spoken to you, and there is a storm, that shows that God has spoken to you. The devil will fight every word of God, but the devil will fail over your life. Well, see after me, say, powers behind contrary wind. You are not saying it. Say, powers behind contrary wind. A young man wants to marry, and the only word that came is, make sure you don't have, what they call that man that used to follow somebody when he wants to do. I said, sir, my best guy is coming from U.S. So I look at him like this. I said, marry without best man. He said, it's a society. I said, I don't have a problem with you. Best man came. A day before the distance, best man and the girlfriend and the wife, they were kissing. Idiot. 2 days before marriage, you saw your wife kissing. What are you going to do, Soji? Eh? You will not forgive. Marriage end. The idiot now calling me, hello, daddy. I said, who is he? He said, something just happened. I said, what happened? I saw. What should I do? What should I do? He came all the way from U.S. to come and possess your possession. The guy married the girl. Barely. Oh, fair. Kingdom of God. Hey, guys, look at me. You got to protect your ladies. Some ladies don't have any sense. This is where they are going to eat, they go. That's why you don't give women freedom. Sit down there. If they burn you, well, stand up. If they burn you, well, stand up. It's a love. Which love? Let's face today's business, Jerry. Are you ready to pray? They don't answer me again. Are you ready to pray? You don't want to pray anymore? The wind has come. Sis, don't hear what? Sis, he called Lassisini. Say, every power behind contrary wind. You are not saying it. Say, every power behind contrary wind. From my father's house. From my mother's house. Environmental power. Hear the word of God. Back off by fire. Lift up your voice and cry to God. Back off.
Back off. In the name of Jesus. Are you praying? In Jesus' name, I pray. Anytime a plane is traveling, they'll tell you this journey should be 6 hours. But because of storm, sometime it will be longer. Any contrary wind, say, let me hear you now. Stopping my progress. Say, let me hear you now. Say, any contrary wind opposing my progress. Say, enough is enough. Scatter by fire. Lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice. Opposing your progress. Opposing your lifting. Any contrary wind. Are you praying at all? Are you praying? In Jesus' name we pray. Face it now. Say after me. Say herbalist. Witches. Sorcerers. Behind the contrary wind in my life. Say what I said. Say herbalist. Witches. Sorcerers. Behind the contrary wind in my life. When I say, let me hear you now. Your hold over my life and die by fire in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice. 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 Hey, somebody pray here. In Jesus' name we pray. Anti-success, contrary wind. When you want to achieve something, that is when the wind comes. We call it anti-success contrary. Say, let me hear you now. I look at today's youth and I laugh. They are the one that can talk. They can talk against anybody. They don't respect authority. Today's youth. And they are the one that will first speak in tongues. Tongues that doesn't have meaning. Today's youth. They are the one that when they call service, they will not come. They are the one that want to trend. At the same time, they want to tread. I love them. This world is not about social media. This world is spiritual media. Anti-success, contrary wind, assigned to render me a failure. Anti-success, contrary wind, assigned to turn me to a nonentity. You are a liar. Die by fire. Lift up your voice and cry to God. Lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice and pray. And the success contrary way. Assigned thank you Lord Jesus
in
In Jesus' name of prayer. In Jesus' name of prayer. A lady was going to travel abroad. 2 days before she started traveling, they said she has ulcer. And she was in the hospital. I told them, I said, dress her now from the hospital. Tell everybody she's still in the hospital. Pack her back from the house to the hospital. From the hospital, Emma Nishoni Airport. She stood collecting at this, and if you are not healthy, you can't travel. Because she can be on the queue for 2 hours before they answer you. Immediately she collected like this, and she faced immigration, there was the stomach problems stop. She was like, daddy, I'm fine now. Then, this world, if all you do is a... I'm fine. Any power behind the attacks of my life. So, this girl traveled to Canada. They thought she's still in the hospital. 1 week, they thought she's in the hospital. How is Ebola? She's getting better. I said, tell them. The thing is, 2 months. Are you sure Ebola is in the hospital? She's still there. After 5 months, they said, Ebola is in Canada, Ontario. Then, what about that stomach? Oh, yes, okay, okay, long. Are you in the They say you should pray. You will form. In the house, you will form. In the church, you will form. You have turned to former. One of my children caught me praying one day. He said, daddy, your neck. I said, leave the neck alone. Neck, yes, it's the rubber. I have been turning my neck since I'm a teenager. You are in church, you are Father. You are doing eyes for angel. You are doing like this for angel. You don't shine your face and pray. Any power behind the attacks of my life. Yes, face them. Any spirit behind the oppression in my life. Anybody behind the delay in my destiny. Angels of the living God, bring them down. Lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice. Bring them down. Bring them down. Bring them down. Them down. Whoever is behind the attack, whoever is behind the storm, in Jesus' name we pray. Anybody standing against my advancement? You are not saying it very well. Say it again. Say it like a soldier now. Go. Angels of the living God, bring them down. If you don't advance, they are the one that will abuse you. They'll say, oh, you can make it. You must advance. And let me tell you, advancing this life is expensive. It will cost you prayer. It will cost you sacrifice. It will cost you, I'm telling you, it will cost you fasting. Yeah, it will cost you. You will have to forget your fine boy. You will have to forget your fine girl. You will have to turn to a mad prophet. Benny, because in the realm of the spirit, there is nothing called beauty. Benny, the only thing there is glory. You pray till you achieve glory. Benny, anybody standing against my advancement? You are not saying it like a soldier. Any power standing against my rising. Angels of the living God, bring them down. Lift up your voice and cry to God, somebody. Bring them down. Are they praying here? Bring them down. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray. My destiny rejects contrary wind. My finance rejects contrary wind. My prophecy rejects contrary wind. Are you ready to pray? Are you ready to pray? My marriage rejects contrary wind. Because when it comes, they almost slapped Jesus. They said, you don't want to. And Jesus was sleeping. My marriage rejects contrary wind. There are some things that must not happen. Go and check the recent one I put on TikTok. The day that must not come. There are some days that must not come. When it comes, the enemy will laugh. The enemy will not laugh you. Go and check it on TikTok. It's on all our pages. Those days must not come. The Bible said the day the enemy said, aha, that day has come. The day they are waiting for in your life will not come. That's why you must be strong. When it comes, don't laugh. Just say, no, this is not what me and God agree upon. This is not my portion. I reject this one. In the name of Jesus, I reject it. My destiny reject contrary way. My health reject contrary way. Are you listening to me now? My finance reject contrary way. My look, you just to sign, see, it's taking months, there's a contrary way. Your helper, all of a sudden, he became sick. There's a contrary wind. The doctors are saying some things about your health. There's a contrary wind. You must stand and say, my life reject it. My finance reject it. My head reject it. Benny, my health reject it. My marriage, my prophecy reject it. My business reject it. God told me this business will prosper. Lift up your voice and begin to pray like that, somebody. Lift up your voice. My life rejects it. Everybody lift up your voice. My life rejects it. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray. Every contrary wind assigned against the work of my hands. This is what I just did now. Any contrary wind assigned against the work of my hand, scattered by fire. Lift up your own voice and pray for yourself. Somebody, are you praying? Scatter by fire. In Jesus, never pray. Let me take you to another dimension. Everybody pray like a prophet. Say after me, say, dust of the earth. Reject every incense. Reject any candle. Assign to bring me down. Dust of the earth. Are you listening to me? Say, dust of the earth. Are you ready to say, dust of the earth? very good. When you pray this prophetic prayer, then I'm sure that you are getting there. Reject every incest. Reject any candle assigned to bring me down. Can I pray for you that anybody that bring candle because of you will run mad? I told of a girl that ran mad because of, they call it Ajoku. And I had to go to that church and said, please give it to me. And the pastor, I said, give it to me. I used to be very rascally. That's why I'm sorry, but I want to fight. And I collected it. The girl ran mad, they brought her from abroad, from UK. Yes, dust of the earth. These are elements. Bible says, have you spoken to the day? As I'm saying dust of the earth, I say, why should he say dust of the earth? He's calling dust. If I'm calling dust, you yarn dust. Say dust of the earth. Hear the word of the Lord. I'm telling you, say, dust of the earth. Hear the word of the Lord. Reject every incense. Reject every incantation. Reject any candle assigned to waste my life. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice. Lift up your voice and pray. Reject it. Every incense. Every candle. Let the doors of the earth reject it. Jesus never pray. When people think they are wicked, we'll go to a prophetic level that is higher than them. Somebody say, let the hear and the wind. Hear the voice of the Lord. Reject every incantation. You are not saying anything to say, reject any curse. Assign to downgrade me. Lift up your voice and pray for yourself. The people are saying, you don't retire. It seems you are tired. Reject it. Any curse, incantation, bewitchment, spoken to the air, return it back to them. Lift up your voice and pray. Jesus never pray. Let the rivers and the seas reject every material assigned to waste my life. So when they throw anything in the water concerning you, the water will say, Odeshi, that guy has spoken against this, so it will not work. Are you here? I went to a particular country and I told the pastor, I said, take me to the sea here. He said, I said, yes, take me to the sea. So he took me to the sea, and that place they built this thing on the water. So we could go far into the place. And I stood there, I pray. After 1 hour, I said, I'm going back to Nigeria tomorrow. I just said, that's all. Everything changed. But they carry your name to the water. They will not return alive. They carry your children's name to the water. They will meet with their water in the name of Jesus. They carry your business name to the water. The Lord will bring them down in the name of Jesus. You think they are your calling in the office, but they're the place where they go. Still, you too, you get the place where they go. You don't get a place where they go. Everybody's doing something. Yes, I'm doing something too. You know what they do? You know what they do? Me and they do. Mommy and Lee, they do. Paul, they do. They do. If we don't, they do, they don't run for the finishers. Say, seas and rivers, obey. Hear the word of the Lord. Reject any wicked material. Assigned to bring me down in life. Say, in the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and pray. Are they pray? Are they pray? In Jesus' name we pray. There's no time to waste, and that's why you have to pray, as I'm saying it. There's a young girl at the back there, till today, even till this morning, you did chore for dream. Now address the person bringing food to you in the dream. They want to finish you. Yes. Let their wicked satanic caterer, let them collide with the rock of ages in the name of Jesus. Anybody here that anytime you want to succeed in life, they come with sex in the dream, or they come with food in the dream, or you see yourself naked in the dream, I hereby address that case now, and I command the power behind this contrary wind to run mad in the name of Jesus. There's somebody looking at me now. Right now, you just made a mistake that will set you back for years because of little patience. I have taught you here in this church. People say a lot of things against me that I can't even believe. You know what I do? I drink water. What does that say you should do? Well, my grandmom would say, "Bomi surumu." I just drink water. Whatever they say against you does not change my skin. It does not turn me to an Igbo pepe. And does not turn me to a black man. Any mistake that will cause a setback in your life, any anger that will give you 30 years setback, I pray the Lord deliver you from such in the name of Jesus. Pray this one before we go home. Say, mountains and the hills. Then, those are places that people go to. River, the earth, mountains and the hills. They go to graveyard to speak to the spirit of the dead. Say after me, for I am already dead. And I am in Christ. And Christ in God. Say after me, anybody speaking against me, sending the spirit of the dead against me, you will die your death. Oh, yeah, say amen. Let's pray. Say mountains and the hills. Say, let me hear you now. Why are you afraid to say it? There are mountains that people go and consult because of the spirit there. I was in a city to preach, and a preacher that I'm going to be preaching along with just came from South Africa with his PA. A guy. Him and his PA, they used to have sex because they are homo. And after they have sex, he operates at a very high level. So I told the pastor that invited me, "This people you brought," and he laughed and said, "If you know the dimension," you know what he did? He duped them, duped the headquarters, duped everybody. Okay, Reverend, in context, I said, "Shush." Yes, Omar duped one. If you are hearing dupe from dupe, what to dupe? I'm telling you. Ben. So people talk to mountains. They talk to hills. See after me, say, down mountains and the hills. Say, hear the voice of the Lord. Anybody sending the spirit inside you against me, say, I decree in the name of Jesus, let them run mad by fire. Lift up your voice and pray for yourself. Thank you. Are you praying at all? Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. There's a young man here. There's a white widow you dupe. There's a white widow you dupe. And the white widow curse you in the name of our God. And that is why your affliction refused to end. Stretch your hand here, everyone. Let me pray for you. Senita le fi shakawele o. Let me finish it.
Etobi Holua.
Please begin to look at the bigness of God. Begin to look at His mightiness. No one is as big as He is. The Bible said the whole world is His footstool. So where is His leg? Where is His stomach? Where is His hands and neck? Our God is bigger than the biggest. He's bigger than your problems. Begin to look at Him and worship this big God. Worship this big God. Worship this big God. Worship this big God. Bigger than all my problems. Bigger than everything. Worship Him. Worship Him. Worship Him. Worship Him. Worship Him. Bigger than all my problems.
Bigger than everything. God is bigger than every mountain.
I'm not hearing you.
I cannot see.
Are you watching me?
Oh, my God is bigger than all my problems. Bigger than everything. God is bigger than every mountain. That I cannot see.
Press your hand here as I pray for you. Any contrary wind in your life, not in my name, but in the name of Jesus, I command them to cease.
I believe. Yes, Lord, I believe. Yes, Lord.
You're the Son of God.
You're the Son of God.
Do you still believe God?
I believe.
Stretch your hand and pray for you. Every power behind the stormy wind in your life, in the name of Jesus, I command them to cease.
They say, but it has been there for 13 years. It has been there for 7 years.
I'm talking about the Ancient of Days. I address your storm in the name that has never failed. And I command your storm to cease now in the name of Jesus. Spiritual storm, cease. Financial storm, cease. Marital storm, cease. Environmental storm, cease. Business and career storm, cease. In the name of Jesus. Let the wind of God swallow every stormy wind in your life up now in the name of Jesus. Let the blessings that you have swallowed be permitted in the name of Jesus. Let the doors you have closed be opened in the name of Jesus. I said, let the doors you have closed be opened in the name of Jesus. Let the womb and opportunity you have closed be opened in the name of Jesus. Whatever is assigned to waste you, that thing is hereby wasted in the name of Jesus. Whatever is assigned to get you, that thing is wasted in the name of Jesus. God has never failed. Now I pray for you. That storm, that wind that is always making you not to see new glory, I command the power behind them to be arrested in the name of Jesus. Prepare for your new level. You will see your new glory. Receive new testimony. Receive new breakthrough. Receive new open doors. Receive new breakthrough. Receive new success. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. Go ahead and worship this great God.
We believe you've been richly blessed by this message. You can join our counseling hour every Tuesday from 7 a.m. at Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Our prophetic hour of solution holds every first Wednesday of the month, time 7 a.m. every other Wednesday of the month. Apart from the first Wednesday is our healing service, time 6 p.m. Our Jericho Hour program holds every fourth Saturday of the month, time 7 a.m. Join us every Sunday, our prophetic Super Sunday service, every Sunday by 7:30 a.m. for online radio, podcast, and live streaming of our services. Visit our church website at www.femiakelaministries.com. Subscribe to our daily devotional and take advantage of our platform for our books and messages. You can also enjoy free messages download on our Telegram channel. Join Reverend Femi Akiola Ministries International or search for our handle, Sewing Official. For prayer, counseling, and inquiries, call 0806-460-3022 and 0809-237-7861 or 0806-078-2036. Email contact@femiakelaministries.com. Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Raising a people of integrity. Power, purpose, and dominion.